don't like girls.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
This is stupid.
So I took this test today, and it has no idea my age.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to guess your age by these songs. So I'm going to tell you a song. You're going to tell me if you're going to play it or pass it.
Okay. And then so that'll determine like what generation I am.
Right. It totally got me wrong though. It thinks I'm a teenager. So if these songs come on the radio, are you going to listen to the whole song? Or are you going to say next station?
Okay, ready.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I guess I'll listen to that.
You're going to listen?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, why not? Sure.
Are you going to sing along to it?
I sing along to everything. You know that. Yeah. Terribly. It's my favorite thing. I open the window and I sing nice and loud so the neighbors can hear and so the so the car next to me can hear.
Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
No.
You're going to pass on that?
I'm going to pass on that.
Oh, see, I like that song.
All right.
We Are the Champions by Queen.
Oh, God, no.
Aha, Take on Me.
No.
You're going to pass on that? It's a great song.
No, the only time it's a great song is when it's on Family Guy and Chris is pulled into the freezer. That's the only thing I liked.
So if it comes on, you're not going to listen.
No. Those songs don't hold up over time, some of those old songs.
I think that is one that I hit play.
Okay.
And you really can't sing along to that song because it's impossible to sing with those keys. Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
Oh, yes. That's one of my favorite songs. Oh, my God, yes.
You gonna sing along?
Oh, I'm gonna sing along. I sing that song all the time anyway, whether it's on the radio or not. Like, I'll put on something else on the radio and I'll be singing Truth Hurts.
Hold On by Wilson Phillips. Pass or play?
Pass. Oh,
yeah,
my God. I passed when it was on the radio the first time around.
Shake It Off, Taylor Swift.
100%. That is a jam. That is my jam. In fact, when I was at PLJ and that song came out, that was the song. You know, when you're in radio and you play music and you play the same songs over and over, after a while, like, your burnout factor is really high. But my friend Sheila and I, every time that song came on, we jumped out of our chairs and we boogied down. Like, we couldn't hear that song enough.
Beautiful Soul by Jesse McCartney.
I never heard of that song.
All right, so we're going to pass on that. Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
So not the Foo Fighters version.
Not the Foo Fighters version. But yeah,
if this comes on,
you're listening to CBS, and this comes on, you're going to listen to it or you're going to flip past it.
Nah, I'm flipping past it. Those songs are boring.
All right. Your Song by Elton John.
You know, I really like Elton John. There's a lot of Elton John songs that I would jam to, that I would listen to, that, like, if it comes on, I'm jamming to it. That's not one of them. I don't like those sappy ones.
I don't know. I mean, that was in that movie. All right, so you're going to pass. You're not going to listen to it.
No.
Sexy Back, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yes.
Okay, you're going to play.
Yeah, because that reminds me of when I first started in radio. Like, that has so much sense memory for me. Like, that song, oh, my God, yes.
Blister in the Sun by The Violent Femmes.
What movie is that from?
It's all the movies from the early 90s.
Yes.
Or late 80s.
Yeah. Right, yes. No, I'm totally going to listen to that because I think it was from Garden State, maybe? I forget. It was one of those, like, cool... It's been in, like, a lot of cool indie films.
Yeah,
yes, that song I'm going to jam out to.
Yeah, by Usher.
I don't know. You know, I liked it when it first came out. I feel like that song's boring now.
All right, you're going to pass on that.
Passing it, yeah.
Despacito.
That's a toughie. Okay, so... That's when you and I were doing the morning show, and that song was on every 2 seconds. And we got really sick of it really fast, but I wonder if it came on now, if I'd be like, oh,
yeah,
this reminds me of, like...
we haven't heard it in a while, so...
Yeah, I think I'm going to go jam to that again.
You're going to sing to it, though.
Oh, yeah, you have to sing to it. Yeah.
You sing very badly to it.
And I don't know the Spanish, but I make it up, you know?
Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Of iconic, and it, you know, is that the one that
Sopranos.
They ended, Sopranos, and they ended.
Yeah, and you're going to sing to it, I know you. Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, fuck yeah. That is one of my karaoke songs. I'm coming with Bonnie Tyler every chance I get.
I'm not even going to ask this. I'm just going to say play and sing along. That was NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye.
Oh, wait. And you know that is my favorite song. And you know that every time we played it at that station we were on, I did the dance. I ran out of my chair. I found other people who knew the dance so we could do it together.
TikToks of it. Seven Nations Army by the White Stripes.
I love that song. Yes. Right, I'm playing that. And I'm singing along.
And you're singing along.
I'm going to Wichita.
I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
You know what ruined that song for me? All the singers that did it for American Idol
radio.
And The Voice and radio. And it's not that it's not a great song. It's not that Whitney Houston is not an icon. All those things are true. I can't listen to that song anymore. And I'm not going to sing along.
Speaking of American Idol, American Idol is on now. And it's the top 24, I think. Or
right.
They're even past that. So I was flipping through and I sat. And I went, you know what? I'm going to watch a couple of these kids and see, you know, if they can sing. I don't know if it's me or did they already find all the people that can sing, but nobody could sing.
Yeah, they ran out of singers.
Every single one of the people on that show are off key.
Well, think of it like this. In the world of singing, there's not a lot of people that can truly sing amazingly well. Like, even in the world of music, you know, there's a lot of very, very famous singers and pop stars who we won't mention that you and I know for a fact can't sing, and they are completely auto-tuned. One in particular that never went on tour because they didn't have auto-tune on stage, and now that they do, she tours for the first time in her career. So we know there's a lot of people in pop music that cannot sing. So that said, all the people that can really, 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 really sing, there have been too many singing competition shows. They've all been on all of them.
I know.
And then the ones that are really talented, they don't go on those shows.
But
they go to Nashville and they get a record deal.
They're in the wrong key. I mean, it's not even the right key.
Yeah, there's no singers left. That's what I'm telling you. Everyone's gone. Everyone's done. You gotta wait another generation for new singers to crop back up. You need the next Billie Eilish.
And Lionel Richie says, oh, it was fantastic. I'm like, when you go back and listen to that, I can see being in the crowd and it being very loud and the crowd noise and all that. But when you go back and watch it, I hope you don't say that, because Lionel, you are a key master. You sing on key for everything. These people... nowhere near a key.
But you know what? Lionel Richie, like us, has had headphones and earpieces in his ears for so many years. Maybe he doesn't hear that well anymore.
Bebe Rexha is on that show. Doesn't even look like Bebe. I don't think it's really Bebe Rexha, because we've interviewed Bebe Rexha. And that girl on TV is not Bebe Rexha.
Yeah, Bebe Rexha is really amazing at changing her look, almost like she's like a real chameleon. It's like she's one of those, like a butterfly of some kind. Yeah, I love that about her. Every time I see her, I'm like, oh, that girl's hot. What a great voice. That's Bebe Rexha again. She's so good at all she has to do is change her hair color. Like, I don't know if you saw, this went viral this week. Zooey Deschanel, you know, from New Girl.
Uh-huh.
She posted a picture of herself without her bangs, and everybody was like, who is that?
Oh yeah, that's, you put that up there and I kept guessing.
Nobody could guess who it was, because even she was like, hi guys, it's me. And like, yeah, no, really, who is that?
This guy is from Patchogue.
So Patchogue.
Yeah, this guy's from Patchogue, Long Island. And tell me if I'm losing my mind.
He's terrible. We should be dancing, romancing. And he's making crazy faces with it. He's making weird faces. Like, he doesn't really know how to be in public. He's the guy that if you go to karaoke and he gets up there, you'd be like, oh yeah, that guy's pretty good. But to give him a record deal, no.
That's the one I'm watching. Going, is there anybody watching this show? What are we?
Yeah, but that show has really raised the bar high. You know, he's like your friend that can sing. We are used to real Bruno Mars. If you're going to do Bruno Mars, you better be better than Bruno Mars.
Silk Sonic, don't even try it.
I know, but that's what I'm telling you. It's like the bar is so high now for people's ability to sing that you can't be like a decent karaoke guy like that guy. You can't do that and then get on American Idol. Sorry.
Walk This Way by Run DMC.
Oh, Run DMC, they're icons. Yes, of course, I'm going to listen to it.
Right, and you're going to sing along. Because,
yeah.
Crazy in Love, Beyonce.
Sure.
Someone Like You by Adele.
Oh, yes. I'm definitely going to sing along to that. And I'm going to sing as off-key as possible. And you know what I won't do? I won't sing like that on American Idol.
Oops, I Did It Again.
Yes, singing. Thank you.
Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas.
I don't even think I know what that song is.
Yeah. Sweet Home Alabama.
No.
Thank You Next, Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Oh, yes, please. Yes, please. All day long.
God, I hate this song. I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles by The Proclaimers.
No.
Yeah, I hate that song.
Terrible song.
And Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to sing along.
La,
you're 23. I was 27, by the way. So
you're older than me.
Yeah, I'm 27. You're 23.